We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marty Griffin. How's everybody doing? Well, yeah. I liked hearing from my man from Alabama. It was kind of cool. Guy always calls from San Francisco to fight with me. Yeah. People listen online. I do when I'm out of town. T does. She's in FLA this weekend. She'll be glued to this. Yeah. I posted a piece from the New York Times, which is, by the way, excellent and unbiased. Actually, kind of a unscripted moments of the North Korea, Trump, right? Trump, Kim, Singapore summit. It's actually fascinating. You should read it. And what they accomplished and the video and some of the unscripted moments that could make a huge difference. Actually, very unbiased report from the New York Times. So the comments online were fascinating because I think a lot of them capture the mood of the country, and they blew it up on Facebook when I posted it. I'm hoping people will read this stuff, and I think they do. I post everything, though, that I consider to be balanced. I post Fox stuff, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, whatever's relevant, I think is relevant. Post Gazette, Trib, ESPN even. So I post this piece, the Unscripted Moments, between Trump and Kim and how it could change the world. And folks read it. And John says, better than war. See, that's where I'm at. Remember 6 months ago, folks thought Trump was going to push us to the point of everybody getting nuked. It turned out to have the opposite effect. So I was dead wrong about it. Dead wrong. And then there's a meme. This is actually interesting. This is how folks feel. It shows a woman praying. And the meme says, but I wanted North Korea to nuke us to make Trump look bad. People do feel that way. By the way, again, this isn't Trump's wonderful day. This is me suggesting we bring this on ourselves. We get caught up in these moments where we battle folks over Obama and Trump and politics. And he's a bum and she's a bum and he's a bum and Hillary's a bum. And throw them all in jail. And then we have lunch. It's a little strange. Peggy, had to admit, Kim is a great neighbor. He rolled Trump. What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't understand. Clara, North Korea ate the great negotiator's lunch. What does that mean? This is how people hate this guy or don't hate this guy. Then folks posted a meme. They have Kim and Trump, and it says, this is what a Nobel Peace Prize looks like. How did he eat Trump's lunch? I don't understand. I mean, I'm not that bright. I've never scored well on tests, but how? What happened there? I didn't see that. I don't know. I mean, a lot of it's behind closed doors. They signed a vague agreement with the promise to do things, and then we have to hold them to it and see what happens. I mean, what's plan B? What? Try and starve them out. We tried that, actually, for 40 years. I mean, Bush went in there. Clinton's folks went in there. Obama tried. I mean, everybody's taking a shot at it. The sanctions obviously didn't work. While we were sanctioning them and trying to starve them out, they found enough resources to build nukes that could hit L.A. I mean, that's problematic, isn't it? I mean, I don't know. John says, Dan posts a meme. Trump is finishing the Cold War. Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama all made things worse. Just this handshake alone merits a Nobel Peace Prize. You are witnessing history courtesy of the greatest president of our lifetime. So he's all jacked up on Trump. Dan is. That's fine. Well, then Johnny comes back. Dan, publish which school you work for so that you can be fired. Seriously, this is what happens. It's bizarre. So obviously this Dan guy loves Trump. Fine, let him post his little meme. Nah, Johnny can't help himself. Publish which school you work for so that you can be fired. So he wants a man that likes Trump to be fired. This is where we're at. I mean, why would you want somebody fired? I don't see what was so inflammatory about it. He's blowing up Trump. He likes Trump. That's his business. Then Dan jumps in and attacks Johnny. Of course, he can't help himself. Trump would fire you in a second. You don't like peace. You are a sick person. So then he goes after that guy. This is where we're at now. Honestly, this is what troubles me about how you folks think. Why do you have to kill each other on Facebook? Why? Jerry, look, I'm just glad we didn't get another creepy hand-holding moment like W in his Saudi King's first date. So then this guy goes back to George W in some hand thing that troubled him from at least 12 years ago that he's holding on to. I don't get it. I don't get it. Clara, do you think he stopped Rocket Man from doing anything? He just had a photo op. And then Trump says this guy loves his people. He probably does. And so now they go after him for those comments. Folks sit at home now, and they grab two words or they grab a meme, and then they just spread hate. I don't get it. And it's not helping anyone. I don't. Leslie, it cost Singapore $15 million to wine and dine and secure Kim. They signed a piece of paper, period. Empty promises. So Leslie, what would you do? Starve them out? More economic sanctions? What did that do? Well, it inspired them to build nukes. So Leslie decides that she's concerned that Singapore spent $15 million, and she says empty promises. Frank's obsessed, T, because Kim brought his own toilet. Guy brought his own toilet. It's a little strange, but they all are. Again, we can nitpick and obsess and ruminate on this and complain and whine and moan and spend our days and nights on it. For me, big picture is we got to see. I hope it works out. I can't do the Trump's a bum. Can you believe the three comments he made that were obnoxious routine? It doesn't help me. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help us collectively. It doesn't help you at home with your wife. It doesn't. If you go home every night and the wife makes a dinner and you do the, you know, this has a little too much salt in it routine. My father one time, one of my favorite all-time stories, my mom was a brilliant meatball maker. As funny as that sounds. Everybody talked about Rose's meatballs. So my father, we're sitting at dinner one night, and here's what my father says. Hey, Rose, is this the same ground meat you usually use? Now, how much mileage do you think that got Big Daddy? How much? Zero! Rose shut him down. Is this what we want? We're going to find a comment and ruin the whole meatball meal. Not me, brother. No way. I got to think big picture. Let's save the world if we can, even if the guy who's trying to save it is not our kind of guy, even if he flails his arms, even if he's yelling and screaming all day long. I hope he makes a difference for our sake. And let me tell you how, just to give you a full picture view of this, let me tell you how Trump makes it worse. This De Niro silliness, Robert De Niro. De Niro dropping the F-bomb on Trump twice, which if I'm the president, which by the way, I've told you this, I just block people like this. Block them. Forget it. Don't acknowledge them. Don't engage. How does it benefit me? You got to be a bit selfish about this. And then for Trump, he has to say, how does this help America? By me abusing Robert De Niro. He calls him low IQ in tweets. And then he calls him punchy. He's been in several boxing movies. How does it help? Doesn't. It just doesn't. So Trump has this glorious, right, face-to-face with Kim, right? And everyone in the world's talking about it. Some like it, some don't. And on the way back on Air Force One, he sends out this tweet about Robert De Niro acknowledging that he pays attention to this garbage. It doesn't help. Nobody can get through to this guy that it doesn't benefit America. You have to be, you know, it's like being a parent. Your life changes when you have kids. It just does. Everything. The money you spend, the clothes you wear, the cars you drive. When I got married, two things went away. I had a Corvette and I had a Porsche. Gone. So what? I don't care. Go away. My life's changed. And now that's simplistic, right? It may be a sophomoric view of it, but your life changes. You don't live on Mount Washington in an apartment anymore. You're not talking about the big dinner with the hot chicks. You're just not. You're talking about daycare. And someone's thrown up on you, and it's cool. You have to share your life. Donald Trump has to share his view with the world. And so when he's tweeting something, ignorant is going after Robert De Niro. He's an actor. He's like 75 years old. Who cares? All you did by acknowledging De Niro, calling him punchy and low IQ, is acknowledge him. So you validated him, sir. He doesn't get this. He doesn't get this. I've told you this. I have blocked on my, I have two Facebook pages, and combined, there's, a, you know, you start pushing 50,000 people. I've blocked 1,300 people. You drop an F-bomb on me or someone else. You say something crude about me or my family or someone else. You're done. I block it. I'm not fighting with you. I don't respond at all. It's not worth it. What am I going to do? Change their mind. What you do is you validate them. Then they show their face. Hey, look, Marty Griffin and I, we went at it today on Facebook. I showed him. Not doing it. How come the president can't understand this? Why can't he get it? I don't know. I can't help but I don't know. I'm confused. But does it detract from what I'm talking about regarding North Korea and the possibilities? No, it's just his character flaw. I have him. You have him. And then what happens is the folks who love Trump jump in on them. Facebook blew up. When all I did was post the article with Trump calling Robert De Niro low IQ and punchy. Punchy is a term describing boxers who get a little bit out of it because they've been hit so much. So Ellen Sue jumps in. I think Trump hit it spot on. He's an idiot with what De Niro said. It was inappropriate. We Americans should be supporting any president in office, not make our country look like fools to the world with the media, movie stars, famous athletes publicly humiliating the president. They're bullies. If you don't like someone, keep negative comments to yourself. So she says to keep negative comments to yourself, and she calls Robert De Niro a bully and an idiot. It's beautiful. I mean, this is how people think. She says we should support our president. Okay, but Sue, he started this silliness by responding to De Niro. He's the president. He just had this glorious, earth-shattering meeting with North Korea's leader. He made history. And he has to engage Robert De Niro over some ridiculous comments on an award show that nobody watches. So all you, and then Sue, think of what you did here. You said if you don't like someone, keep negative comments to yourself. So you called De Niro in the message you sent out. You call him an idiot. You call him an idiot. You call him a moron. And yet you're saying that people shouldn't do that. Do you understand, folks, where I'm coming from here? It makes very little sense. And then Raymond jumps in. Ray DeMache, love Ray. Only person making our country look foolish is Trump. So, bam, here we go. Then Dan jumps in. Marty, for you not to criticize De Niro for his behavior is insane. So now I'm insane. I've been talking about De Niro's comments since he made them, that they were out of line and out of touch. Yet Dan has his own narrative about me. What would have happened if a celebrity said F. Obama at the Tonys? Sir, they said that Obama was not American. They made obnoxious, ridiculous, rude comments about his aides looking like chimps. His wife was dragged through glass and hot metal daily. Come on. Come on. This is where I get sideways with people. Just try and look at big picture. And people can't, because this is the state of affairs in America. A woman says we shouldn't participate in name calling, and she calls Robert De Niro a moron and an idiot. A man says that I should be talking negatively about Robert De Niro when I've been pointing out that this was ridiculous since Monday, and it's now Wednesday. How you doing? It makes no sense to me where we're at today. Nobody wants to listen. I think we all need to kind of take a deep breath and step back. It's been a huge adjustment for so many people to try and adapt to what Trump tries to do. And I think a lot of us don't understand on many days what he is trying to do. And then, but then we spend the next 2 days talking about, you know what he said a month ago, now here's what he's saying today. For me, on a personal level, I want us to thrive. I want you to thrive. I want your kids to be able to get an education, to find some sort of career. I want America to be at peace. If this president, who I don't like personally, gets to that, more power to him. If he doesn't, next. But if you're going to vote for a Democrat today for president, who is that person? Kind of curious to know that. It's Marty Griffin. I miss Anthony Bourdain. Really kind of struck by that suicide, man. It's just hard to kind of wrap your arms around when somebody that has so much takes their own life, which kind of is the conundrum of suicide, right? We don't understand. Maybe, hopefully, it changed the way a lot of us think about folks around us that are in need, emotional need. We, especially men, I think I mentioned, in fact, I know I did, how men have so much trepidation about doctors. Men are also completely embarrassed to talk about depression. I don't know why. I just don't know why. But we have to do better. You know, men, and this is a vast generalization, and I'm certain there are exceptions, but men are more apt to tell you about, oh, yeah, man, I have a drinking problem. I got laid off from work. I left my wife. Yeah, I was in rehab for cocaine. I think men are more apt to tell you that than to say, legit, I'm depressed. Legit. Legit, I need help. And when a male friend tells you that, it kind of throws you up against the wall because then you don't know how to handle it. One of my boys told me very, very recently that he has a lot of depression going on. And, you know, I think everybody has times in their life when they're depressed, but I think there's a difference between depression and then clinical depression. And I am no expert. I'm the most amateur hour person out there. But I acknowledge that, and I will direct anybody that asks me to some of the best folks on earth to try and get them to a place where they're better off. I think when we tell men in general, hey, yeah, snap out of it, man. Come on. Come on, buddy. Hey, let's go have some beers. Okay. Still depressed. I don't think most of us can wrap our arms around it. It's this unknown. We can talk about cancer. Yeah, I go to chemo. Yeah. And we can all relate, yeah, my parents both died from cancer. Yeah, I've lived that. But then when a manly man especially, and I would say Bourdain was what you would describe as a Renaissance man, when he just dies that way, it's so hard to manage, right? Everything he did seemed to me to be like he was on top of the world. I mean, it seemed like he was a character in terms of having flaws, but it was amazing was he acknowledged them, you thought. He acknowledged, he was very open and honest about his issues in his life with the failed relationships, with the heroin addiction, with his business, with inadequacies, with the Me Too movement where he was a fighter. I mean, with alcohol, fighting. He did all the things that you'd think a guy who's out front of his issues would address. I started thinking about my family and my son and my daughters and my wife and the impact that me dying, forget about me killing myself, but me dying would have on my son growing up and my daughters without their daddy and my wife juggling this craziness alone. And you think about Bourdain, he had an 11-year-old daughter. My Sophia, my Chloe's 11. You know, and you get a little frustrated. How could he do that? And that's what everybody says. He doesn't know how he could do that. It's so dark. If you've ever sat face-to-face with somebody clinically depressed, one of my dearest friends, who I would jump in front of a train to pick up their purse, says to me, look, has kids. Says, look, after the Bourdain thing, this came up. Look, I went into a drawer, and this was a revelation. Look, I went into a drawer in the kitchen, and we had a gun in there, and I put my hand on the gun. Mother of four. Glorious children. And I put my hand sideways, by the way, in life, and sideways with the quote-unquote perfect marriage. And then she says, I put the hand on the gun, and then I went and I didn't do anything. But then I told my husband, I said, I'm thinking about killing myself. And my husband said, good luck with that. Good luck with that. So what's my point? My point is that this is a darkness that we can't understand or fathom, and don't try to. But, you know, they say, and I've been reading a lot of this because it's there, that the best you can do as a friend is not to be Dr. Phil, but to say, I care about you. I love you. What do you want me to do? Anything you need? What do you need? Let's go. You want to go into see a doctor today? I'll do it. Let's call 911. Let's call UPMC. Let's get you into Western Psych. Let's 302 you. Let's do what we can right now. They say that's the most magnificent thing you can do, is fill the room with a little bit of hope, a little bit, and hope that it makes a difference. I've been thinking a lot about this lately. Something about Bourdain I related to, and I don't know why. I think his greatness, his talent, and his ability to take food and make it into a magnificent story about culture and politics and humanity, and the way he carried himself like a regular guy. I think... So to see that he would take his own life was such a unbelievably such a crater in your belief system. And I think what it does, it woke me up to, how can I find a place and time to help anybody I know around me that might be suffering with similar feelings? Because you got to do it. That's the best we can do, is say, you know, I love you and I'll help you in any way I can. As hard as that is for men to do, we got to step up. Da-da-da! Hey, do you love listening to us? Sure you do. Sure you do. So take us with you. Check out this app, TuneIn. TuneIn.com/KDK. Check it out. It's easy. I use it. It's very simple. It's amazing. You know how our lives have changed. I was talking yesterday about KDK radio. I really was. And how... when I was a young boy, I liked listening to the pirate games on the radio because my dad did. This is how we pick these things up. It's fascinating. And I got this radio. It had a leather case on it. You know, you can remember certain items given to you that made a difference. I wanted an AM radio. My mother and father got one. It had a leather case on it and had a really kind of a cool antenna. And our bedtime at night was generally 9 o'clock. So I would wait until I went in my room and I would put the AM radio on. I put the antenna up and I'd listen to the pirate games on the radio. And, you know, sometimes you'd have a hard time tuning them in. I was fascinated, too, as I got older. One of the coolest things that happened to me, I was coming back here from Dallas, and I was driving my car. This is when I was single. I thought I was really cool. I had a brand new Corvette, and I drove her from Dallas to Pittsburgh. Can you imagine? That's a haul. And I remember being in the mountains. I was outside of Kansas. I was in Kansas, and I'm in the mountains, and I was thinking to myself, let me just check this out. And there I was in the mountains, in the dark, in the middle of the night, flying. Probably shouldn't have been, but I was. Flying. And I'm listening to the KDK thinking, man, I'm coming home to this, KDK radio. And now, if I'm in Florida or I'm on vacation, I just hit a little button on a phone and I'm listening to a show clear as a bell. It's fascinating how our world has changed. And the media landscape has changed, and digital technology has changed. And to watch it happen, and that you can get an app now, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world at any time is amazing. Which is, by the way, I'm guessing how the gentleman in California listened to our show, and the gentleman in Alabama listened to our show. But there are moments in your life when you're transitioning from a job I had in Dallas to a job in Pittsburgh and coming home, and you're in the mountains, and you're in Kansas, and then you head into the mountains, and you're thinking, man, that I can hear KD radio, and I'm all alone on this road, and it's 3 in the morning, and I'm driving over 100 miles an hour in my little Corvette. Life doesn't get much better than that. Hey, by the way, text us at 866-391-1020, the text line brought to you by Wright Automotive. The best deal in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh. I wanted to mention something that I saw this morning because I think it's important. So there's a couple of bills. There's a couple of bills out there that they want to change the statute of limitations. There's a push in Pennsylvania to take out the statute of limitations so that if you were molested 25 years ago, regardless of where, so a lot of folks make this about the Catholic Church. You know, in one of the lawyers on the case, I'm an advocate, by the way. I believe that you've been molested. You've been molested for life. So why should there be some law that protects an entity from paying for that pain, counseling, treatment? Because this jacks people up. I've seen it destroy lives, families, generations. So why should somebody be able to walk away from that, wash their hands of it, and just get moved to another place? And that's what happened in the Catholic Church. Obviously, we know this by now, and I'm hearing that this report that's coming out June 22nd, this 820-page report regarding the Catholic Church and some of the issues locally, I'm hearing this report is going to be mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. And it's going to bring out some things that we don't want to see. So one of the attorneys close to this sent me a note this morning, and I'm looking for it. Bear with me. Okay, here we go. Does your support for increasing the time to prosecute and bring civil cases for monetary damages beyond what currently exists and child sexual assault cases include secular schools, public schools? You know, non-Catholic, blah, blah, blah. Of course, that would require also eliminating immunity that public school districts have to protect taxpayers. That also exists. Hard to argue that this should only apply to the Catholic faith, right? You're right. Right on all counts. Hey, why would I suggest that only the Catholics should be punished? And we're not talking about, we're talking about big picture here. If you sat in a room with somebody whose life has been mangled by a teacher, whether they're a Catholic priest, whether they're a secular teacher, whether it's a gym teacher, a golf coach. We've seen it all, by the way. In all school districts, in all regions of the country, and how it mangles people's lives. And my only argument about this stuff is, the notion is that you protect these entities from being bankrupt. Too bad. That's on them. It is. What price do you put on someone's life? And then their kids' lives, and then their wives' lives, and the divorces, and the alcoholism, and the suicide rate, and the drug abuse. So for me, on a personal level, I'm hearing that this report, this 822-page report, I'm hearing, I guess we've been told it's going to be released June 22nd, and it's 822 pages, and I hear there's some allegations that are going to kind of rock the Catholic Church right here, locally, going to expose some things we haven't heard of, and it's going to mangle some lives. And nobody wants that, and especially difficult for folks to manage more than a decade ago. But a murder's a murder, which is why there's no statute of limitations on murder. Why should there be one on sex assault? Why? Why is that? If a young boy's life, if a young girl's life is destroyed at 6, and if you think that can't happen, then you got to do some reading. It does happen. If it can be destroyed at 8 or 10 or 13 or 15 by anybody, next door neighbor, family member, scout leader, troop leader, you know what I'm talking about? Then we have to fix that. And if that entails writing a check, so be it. So be it. And if it involves my church, so be it. If it involves your business, so be it. If it involves my school district, so be it. If the blood is on our hands. These folks are mangled. So, yes, I believe that everybody that has been mangled this way should have the ability to pursue these criminals that ripped them apart and just kind of bounced around to another building or another life or another state. And it is not isolated to the Catholic Church. That's obscene and ridiculous and ignorant to believe. Look around. Talk about it all the time. And now with social media, we're seeing it even more and more in the public school areas with teachers. Ask them in Plum as they try to repair their image and the damage. And they're doing a heck of a job at it. So yes, give folks a chance at healing and redemption. And anybody should have the right to fight back. Not to be told, you know, the statute of limitations is in place. You don't matter, because you do matter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.